Jonathan, do you think it's possible you can really get that kind of mandate from the FDA where they'll allow us to put things on supplements that say they really work?
Not volitionally. We have to fight for it.
Yeah.
It's like all precious liberties. If we don't really fight for them, we won't have them. And we've been living, you know, for our lifetimes under a regime of censorship from the FDA that keeps that information out of the market. And the tragedy is that if that information were in the market, we would be living longer. We would have less pain and suffering. People would be able to enjoy lives free of many of the ailments that afflict them earlier on in their lives. They would occur later, and they'd live longer and they'd be happier. But the tragedy is that we really do have a system that is financially controlled by the drug industry. The influence is extraordinary. The evidence in support of that is immense. In my book, The Rise of Tyranny and in Global Censorship of Health Information, I give the full history, in the case of The Rise of Tyranny, I give the full history of how the drug industry came to take over the FDA and how once they did acquire control over the agency, how that led to the approval of numerous, over 32 unsafe drugs against the FDA's own medical reviewers' objections.
And ingredients like aspartame.
Exactly, in the food area as well, and in the medical device area.
Yeah.
And it's horrendous that an agency of the government that is commissioned purportedly for the purpose of protecting public health is more an agent of the drug industry. And this is not just me speaking. The FDA's Office of Drug Safety Associate Director, David Graham, has said the FDA, this is a quote, FDA is inherently biased in favor of the pharmaceutical industry. It views industry as its client, whose interests it must represent in advance. It views its primary mission as approving as many drugs as it can, regardless of whether the drugs are safe or needed.
When they pull a drug, Jonathan, that has gone through its procedure, gets approved, gets on the marketplace, people die, they yank it. Why do they rush it to marketplace so fast and get FDA approval? And then why does the FDA eventually yank it? Because the public outcry is too large?
Well, it's interesting how this whole thing works because it's very mercurial, and I'll try to explain as best I can. If you're a drug company, you've invested in research to identify not that a drug will actually ameliorate a disease or cure a disease, but rather that it will affect one marker of a disease in a way that is cognizable so that it will reduce its presence. So you can, it may not affect the course of the disease at all, but that's what you've done. You've shown that it changes a marker, and that's called efficacy, or that's called the evidence of its effectiveness. And with that proof in hand, and with control over the clinical evidence, you do your own clinical evidence, natural conflict, but you do your own clinical evidence, you file your petition with the FDA. At that point, you've spent approximately $600 million. It's a game only because of the FDA's regulation that the wealthiest monopolies in the world can play. You've got now your investments in. Now, you don't have enough clinical evidence on safety for two reasons. If you did thorough safety studies, and it showed that the drug caused harm, your $600 million investment
is gone.
It's gone. So you don't do the safety evidence that you need to. And the FDA's weird system works this way. If the drug company doesn't present evidence that there's a safety problem, the FDA presumes that the drug is not unsafe. How sick is that?
Oh, my gosh. And are a lot of memos, like, tucked away and they just don't bring them out?
Memos. Oh, sure. Yeah. January of this year, or last year, I'm sorry, nine FDA scientists and physicians from the FDA Center for Devices and Radiological Health wrote to the president and to Chief of Staff John Podesta out of desperation. They're risking their careers with this. They write a letter, and it says in it, managers have been ordered, intimidated, and coerced into modifying to modify scientific evaluations, conclusions, and recommendations in violation of the law, and to accept clinical and technical data that is not scientifically valid. So you have a corrupt system where the managers, the political managers in FDA, are forcing down the throat of the scientists a politically driven decision on what to do with the drug. And the emphasis is on approval. The drug gets approved. The drug company gets it into the market. Now you'd say, hey, look, if the drug's unsafe, why would a drug company put it in the market? Here's why. It is extremely difficult to show causality in a sick person. It's extremely difficult to show that your heart attack
was caused
from Vioxx.
Exactly.
You're a sick person. You're in the hospital. You had a heart attack. Could be due to any number of factors. Vioxx is one possibility, but it's only one. And the proof of causality is so hard that you can make, and Merck did, make hundreds of millions of dollars off of the drug before you take it off the market.
Yeah, quickly. And then they take it off and they do it again.
And absolutely.
Something else comes out. Also, if they did proper testing, wouldn't that take years?
It would.
Yeah.
It would take years. And the same FDA scientists who they get to endorse the approval of the drug, or the managers who approve the drug, those are the ones who monitor the adverse event reports. So they have a vested interest in the approval, and they have a conflict of interest because they would have to admit error to admit that the adverse event reports are legitimate.
You know what's so confusing too, Jonathan? I'm sure there are some pharmaceutical drugs out there that are very beneficial to people, that probably help people, whether it's a blood pressure pill or who knows what. Yet it gets mixed in to all of this stuff, and you just don't trust any of them.
Well, that's right. The poor physician out there is in a position where he has to accept the FDA's approval of a drug as evidence of its safety, yet knows in his heart of hearts he doesn't know whether what he's giving to his patient as the recommended drug is safe or not, other than the experience that comes. But the new drugs that are approved, the physician has no idea what's going to happen.
No, and if the salesperson is aggressive, he'll make the doctor think it's the best thing since sliced bread.
Absolutely. And one of the interesting things out there is that there really are very few breakthrough drugs anymore. The pharmaceutical model is broken, and that is because we had enormous successes with antibiotics. There are many antibiotics that are fabulous. There's new ones that are horrific, like Ketek, which causes liver failure.
Oh, my God.
And there are many other recently approved drugs that cause severe medical problems. We can discuss those if you want. But one of the things that's amazing is that there are very few new breakthrough drugs. This is, again, David Graham. He says, industry is saying that there are all these life-saving drugs that the FDA is slow to approve, and people are dying in the streets because of it. The fact is that probably about two-thirds to three-quarters of the drugs that the FDA reviews are already on the market and are being reviewed for another indication.